looked like one of my wedge shots. Clark had a lot of backspin on it and come back towards the Lakers punter 35 yards to go to pay dirt now for the Aggies. Great field position and a chance for them to take over the lead.
8-7. Lakers still lead, though. 4:37 left in the first half from the 35-yard line. As they hand off around the left end, has a lead blocker, cuts back inside. Still on his feet, the 25, down to the 20, and he falls forward at the 18, maybe the 19-yard line. That's number 22, Luke Farrell, brought down by Brandon Wischlager, defensive back for Lakers. And it's going to be a first down from the 35 down to the 19, a 16-yard gain.
Actually, Clark, I think that was number 17, Chase Rollin, on the carry.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
It was Chase Rollin on that carry. And, again, following some lead blockers through the hole on the near side of your radio, he sneaks through and actually breaks about two tackles on that play. It took three other Laker defenders to eventually bring him down back to the wing tee now for the Aggies.
Off the left hash at the Laker 19-yard line, first and 10, the trailing Lakers 8-7. This is a handoff to number 22, and he spins all the way down to the 10-yard line. Luke Farrell stopped again by Brandon Wischlager, the Lakers secondary, bringing them down, and that's never a good sign.
Yeah, and again, that Luke Farrell on that carry now running basically the same play, the opposite running back running the opposite way. Luke Farrell starting on the left side, cutting across to the right side, off tackle, and then cutting it back to the middle, finding a lot of success so far. And they're avoiding the big guys in the middle like Dustin McCabe and Taylor Fall there, who tend to be a very good defensive tackle, stopping the run. Right now, they're just choosing to run around him, Clark.
It's a 9-yard gain, second and a yard to go. And Lakers tries to get him in the backfield. They do, but he still somehow dives forward. And Dustin Cady makes the stop. And Beale City gets the first down here all the way down to the 9-yard line, first and goal for the Aggies, 3:19 left.
And right now, out of that wing tee, the Aggies bouncing Chase Rollin on the first one, then Faraday, now back to Rollin again to this left side, and Lakers catching on to a little pattern there, not letting them go anywhere.
Luke Farrell with 37 yards tonight, Rollin with 31. That's all the offensive production in the rushing attack for Beale City. Receiver wide to the right, two men in the backfield, Gross is under center, spins to his left and hands it off right through the middle, and Lakers swarms to the ball right at the 8-yard line. Number 22, Luke Farrell, your ball carrier, stopped by number 55, Quentin Smith, defensive end and the senior for the Lakers, and we have a timeout called on the field. It appears we have an injured player, number 50.
Austin McCabe.
Potentially lost his helmet here, so he has come out for one play with 2:40 left here. Lakers leading 8-7. Beale City, though, at the Laker 8-yard line, facing a second and goal.
Yeah, it's a big play, though. They make a stop after a short gain, second and 8. And Austin McCabe got to come off the field, one of your better defensive linemen, leaders, a senior there. Let's see what Aggies have in store for him on this play.
Double wing offense there, and they do the pitch out, toss to the right to Farrell. Luke Farrell gets down to the 5-yard line, and the Taylor Fall is there to meet him head-on. And it's going to be only a gain of 3. Now a third in goal to go from the 5.
Young phenom sophomore there, freshman Brennan Wisner out there on the island in the corner position, really forces the Aggies running back to cut back into the teeth of the defense because he was not allowing the sideline to happen there. Basically, the running back was at the left tight end position and come in motion to the right and a quick pitch to him, but not enough lead blockers. That Laker defense showing its speed and getting over to the ball carrier quickly.
Lakers trying to come up with a third down stop here from the 5-yard line. Man in motion to the left, and it's a toss to the left.
Same play,
opposite direction, and there's number 12 to stop him.
That's Wisner.
Brennan Wisner stops him at the 4-yard line, a gain of a yard. Actually, they're going to mark him down. They're feeling generous at the 3-yard line, so gain of 2. Now fourth and goal from the 3. Minute 24 before halftime. Lakers 8, Beale City 7.
Well, we've seen Beale City attempt the extra point. This wouldn't be that much more, Clark, about the same as an extra point. This could give them the lead for the half, but 3 yards away, such a great opportunity to get into the end zone. Let's see what they decide to do.
And they are going to be going for it. Coming out in the T formation, Gross is under center, three men in the backfield. From the 3-yard line, fourth and goal. Lakers trying to come up with a stop a minute 24 before halftime. Trying to go for the hard count. No one is moving, and Beale City calls the timeout. They were trying to get the Laker front to jump, and they held strong. And Lakers at Beale City calls a timeout with a minute 24 left in the second quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
And out of the timeout, Beale City facing a fourth and goal from the 3-yard line. Laker defense trying to make as big as possible stop here as they can with hanging on to a 1-point lead. They'd love to get a turnover down here and go into halftime with a 1-point lead or more. Beale City now coming out in a wing tee to the right. Almost a power eye. Gross under center. Hands it off, and they are in for the touchdown. Touchdown of Beale City. Fouled his lead blocker. The fullback let him in, and Beale City is in for their second score of the night. Number 22, Luke Farrell, the 5'10", 185 senior, keeps his head down and finds himself in. It's Beale City 13, Lakers 8.
Luke Farrell, it's his second score of the night, and I think Beale City called timeout and simply said, you know what? Lakers just powers on one side of the field. Let's load up on our side of the field and just power it in. And that's what they did. They needed three. They got 3.5, and that was all they needed. Extra point on the way.
And they're actually going to be going
They are going to go for two.
Trying to make this a 7-point game. And well,
they're going to talk about it.
Lakers has a timeout called now as they want to discuss things here and trying to keep this one in within less than a touchdown of the WLAW Sports Network.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Give me some of that.
So now Beale City trying to go for the 2-point conversion, trying to make this a 7-point game. Lakers has called a timeout to discuss things here, how they're going to stop this one and make it a 5-point game, which would, of course, see this flip-flop of the lead score here with every touchdown. Minute 20 before halftime, Beale City finds himself in the end zone after a 7-play, 35-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Straight tee, and it's a handoff to this actually going to be a quarterback keeper. And number 55, Quinton Smith, finds himself in the backfield and brings down Tucker Gross in the backfield, and the 2-point conversion is no good. I'm the WLAW Sports Network. Lakers within 5, Beale City 13, Lakers 8.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to 3 decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the